It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The list of traits that make a person well-suited to join the startup world is long. Do you value high stress, great risk, great reward, free snacks? One nonprofit was founded in recent months on the belief that with their military experience, veterans are well-suited to help tech companies of all kinds reach the next level. It's called Vet Tech Trek, and it takes veterans on trips to visit tech companies, big and small. Mike Slaw is co-founder and a U.S. Navy veteran. Hi, Mike. Thanks for talking.
Thanks so much for having me, Ben. I appreciate it.
So tell me about why you started this organization about a year ago.
So I got started with my co-founder, Steve Weiner, who was my roommate at the Naval Academy. We were seeing a lot of our fellow servicemen and women getting out of the military. And the one thing where we thought that a lot of service members fit best was in early stage technology companies.
How come?
It was just like a lot of the skills that I'd seen a lot of my classmates in grad school really good at operating in ambiguous environments with limited information. You know, those are like the foundational aspects that you need to run a startup. And it's something that wasn't very well highlighted by government resources when people transition from the military.
That's a really interesting idea because from the outside, I think of the military as incredibly structured. There's always someone telling you what to do. And what you're describing is kind of the opposite.
Yeah, there's a few different operating principles, but a lot of us were used to working in very small teams. With given direction by our superior, you basically have the structure to stay within your left and right limits and accomplish the mission.
Can you tell me a story about a veteran that you saw kind of figure out how to play a positive role in a tech company?
One example that I point to is a close friend of mine who just had an outstanding naval career. He was a surface warfare officer, and he was making a transition, and he took a role at an early stage company, very much entry level. But the company was growing so quickly, just such a chaotic environment. He knew how to make sense of the chaos, and he could see through it. And he was promoted 3 times in 12 months, and now he's one of the leaders at this company.
What was the name of the company?
Pinterest. And I point to that example when I talk to people to try to be a little bit more role agnostic when they're evaluating potential opportunities and look at companies who are just really starting to hit on all cylinders at a growth stage, because that's a key indicator that the skill set that you developed in the military can go there and immediately start adding value.
Mike Slaw, co-founder of Vet Tech Trek. Mike, thank you very much, and thank you for your service.
Thanks for your time, Ben. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you the context you need to understand the business of technology and how it matters to you. Some context on us: we are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. You were just hearing about how startups can be chaotic and how veterans might be good at weathering that kind of chaos. Well, as the B word gets more and more common in Silicon Valley, fears of the impact of the bubble and an imminent pop are changing company hiring practices. Also, the expectations of employees. Jessica Plachek reports.
One sign of the tech boom: if you could code and had a pulse, you had a job. That's changed, says Stephen Bryan, an IT specialist who is unemployed.
I actually never went looking for a job. If, you know, normally when something would disappear, another door would open.
I met Bryan at the Nova Job Center in Sunnyvale. It provides career advice mostly to tech workers. Chris Stadelman is the director.
The hiring itself has slowed down. And when I say that, it's compared to last year, which was not a normal year for us. Last year, the job market was roaring with job growth.
Fueling that growth was investors plowing money into startups out of FOMO, the fear of missing out. That frenzy was fueling an environment where it seemed like fat checks were thrown at any young guy with an idea and a hoodie. Scott Brosnan is a high-tech recruiter at Workbridge Associates, and he describes the startup mentality like this.
A million people walk into a bar, don't spend one dime, and the owner considers it success.
But that attitude is changing as investors are becoming more cautious. Funding is slowing and startups are folding.
I don't think we need 30 food delivery companies in Silicon Valley.
Eric Boitois is a veteran venture capitalist in downtown Palo Alto. Boitois doesn't use the words tech bubble or bust in reference to the valley. Instead, he describes it as...
The valuations are becoming frosty.
He's saying frothy. That's the term for when startups are valued at much more than they're worth. Unlike a bubble, froth doesn't pop. It subsides. Boitois thinks that could be a good thing. As companies with bad business models flop, viable startups can sweep up talented workers.
As I say, it's typically Silicon Valley. There is always this up and down. So that's the way why this place is so creative and so energetic.
In Palo Alto, I'm Jessica Plachek for Marketplace.
And some food for thought as you are hopefully preparing to eat some real food with people you care about. Recent data from the Pew Research Center and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation suggests that the news diet of Americans is more and more favoring social media as a news outlet. 62% of those surveyed this year say they use social media to get the news. Back in 2012, when a similar survey was conducted, that number was closer to 49%. Proof that Facebook's choices about content, how it makes choices about news and the political realm matter more and more, and perhaps that the slow-growing Twitter, where lots of people go to get breaking news, may have a future despite the skepticism of some investors. Either way, happy Memorial Day. Here's hoping you are spending it away from the screen. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.